An ice storm early this spring cracked and knocked down trees across an estimated 3 million acres in northern Michigan. Months later, parts of the forest floor are still covered with sticks and debris from downed trees. As Harvest Public Media contributor A.J. Jones reports, timber industry and environmental officials are rushing to salvage what they can.
A large track harvester is clearing a field of damaged trees in this state forest near Kaler. Billy Bogner is one of the operators at Precision Forestry, a company that's working to help clean up after the historic ice storm.
The ones that are still standing, most of the tops are on the ground, so we'll cut the main tree down, delimb that, and cut that to length, and then grab the top.
The early spring storm left over 145,000 people without power across northern Michigan. Some for more than a week. It also caused property damage across the region. Tricia St. Pierre is a forester with the State Department of Natural Resources. As she drives through surveying the damage, St. Pierre explains how the ice storm ravaged a big portion of the state's forests.
Just over 900,000 acres, which is almost a quarter of the state forest that we manage.
Forest land is a big deal here. Michigan's forests contributed over $26 billion to the economy, according to the latest numbers. It also contributed directly to over 40,000 jobs. State officials and private foresters are rushing to salvage what wood they can. Michael Jacobson is a professor of forest resources at Penn State. He says salvage logging helps extract some profit from damaged forests.
The idea is that there's probably still some value in the trees, even if they've broken off at the tops. You know, some of the wood could be used for low-value uses like biofuels, fuel wood, other new products that are coming in that could be used from wood.
But clearing debris and broken trees is also important for forest health. Jacobson says doing this well takes expertise and can help protect the long-term health of the forest.
Generally, with salvage logging, it doesn't mean that you're taking out everything. And if you do it well with a good forester, you'll be able to leave important trees that are important for environment or wildlife, and also protect the soils.
And a critical part of protecting forest health after damaging storms is to clean up dead wood before invasive species get a foothold. In Michigan, that includes bark beetles, which can spread oak wilt and other diseases that kill trees. Simeon Wright, a forest health pathologist with Michigan's Department of Natural Resources, says it's urgent to protect the wider forest.
As soon as there's broken material on the ground that hasn't dried out yet, those bark beetles can successfully reproduce in those materials and start to build higher populations that can overcome the defenses of healthier trees.
Back in Tricia St. Pierre's state vehicle, she says there's a lot of work still left to do. She says it's hard to know what the long-term consequences of the storm will be for Michigan's forests.
So we haven't really seen the impacts of a storm in this capacity. Natural disturbance on a large scale is a very natural part of the forest, of the environment. Forest succession kind of depends on those disturbances, but something this scale, being from an ice storm, that's unprecedented for us.
This crew is removing and knocking down leaning trees, which they call widowmakers. Michigan's parks were able to open before the summer vacation season, but they still have thousands of acres to clear. For Harvest Public Media, I'm A.J. Jones.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and the Great Plains.